afternoon, The Exotic Set. This is Kerry speaking.
Well, hi, Kerry. My name's Jennifer Zamora. I saw one of the vets last week. I'm not too sure. Maybe it was this week. I'm not too sure who it was. It wasn't Vanessa. He's told me to separate one of our chickens because she's on antibiotics and she's got to have her own source of water. But at the time, he said that she's waiting to lay an egg. She's so stressed out. She's not laying. Like she's not relaxing in any way because she's separated from the other flock. What is most important? I'm just a little bit worried for her.
Okay. Let me just get into the file first so I can just have a read of what he's mentioned. What's your surname?
Zamora. Zamora.
And who was it that's in question? What's the patient's name?
Whitey.
Okay, is she straining to pass the egg or...
Well, she's just not relaxing and, like, who wants to lay? Like, she's just constantly wanting to get back to her friends.
Yeah. Okay.
She's crying when she's in the crate. I don't know. Like, we've put a real egg in with her. Like, the egg wasn't the problem when we saw him, but he did say, oh, maybe when she lays next, she'll be a bit more comfortable. But she still hasn't laid. And she's very stressed. She is very stressed.
Okay, let me just ask the doctor. I won't be a minute. Dr. Brock, who you saw, is away today, but I'll just see find out from one of the other doctors whether or not...
Okay.
Was he wanting you to separate also due to the issues that because she had and possibly spreading it to the others, or was it just because we're in the antibiotics?
I think it's because of both.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't know if she's got a fungi or bacteria, so we don't know if it can be spread. And she's got her own source of water.
Yeah, okay, certainly. Let me just pop you on hold and I'll just try and find out for you. Won't be a minute.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit.
Anyways,
you are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet.
I'll try. You too.
The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets.
It has been really helpful. We survived.
Non-routine surgery options.
Have a lovely weekend, Donna.
Of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight in... Are you there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just driving, so hopefully you can hear me fine.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I had a chat with Dr. Vanessa. She said, obviously, if she's really stressing out, what you could potentially do, it's not ideal, but what you could potentially do, is this a newly introduced bird, or has she already previously been in with this flock before?
I've got this flock together.
Okay, certainly. So if there's one bird that she was particularly bonded to or whatnot, you could try putting just one other bird in with her to see if that helps settle her down and makes her become a little bit less stressed. Not
yeah.
ideal. There obviously is the risk that if she's got something, she might transmit it to this chicken as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's better than her being too stressed and not being able to pass this egg. If that doesn't
okay.
help, then I would recommend bringing
yeah.
her back in for an assessment.
Okay. I was just wondering, I thought maybe if, because obviously she likes to go lay in the coop that she knows to lay in, if maybe I took all the chicks out, or locked, because the chicks are basically free range.
Yeah.
So they can come in and out of their coop whenever they want.
Yeah.
So I was maybe if like she can be locked up in their coop or something, or is it the transfer that of her sickness that's probably the most risky is?
Yeah, like obviously if she's like,
okay.
if they've been together, it's like if they've already been exposed, there's a potential that, there could be transmissible things there already. But yeah, we're wanting to try and keep her separate just in case she develops more symptoms and deteriorates. We don't want to introduce that
okay.
to the flock as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you can keep her isolated where you are, get one
okay.
of the other chickens, as I said, it's not ideal, but get one of the other chickens to be with her, and hopefully that will help calm her down enough to make her lay the egg. If not, then I'd ideally see her back on Monday.
Okay. And are you able to tell me when I saw you guys? I've just been back to vets at the moment with the unusual vets, so I don't know when I saw you guys. Are you
yes,
able to tell me when
certainly.
I saw you?
Sorry, I checked out of it as you said that.
Sorry.
Let me have a look. So saw Whitey on the 26th of November.
Okay. So that was Tuesday, wasn't it? November. Okay. All right. I'll do what you suggested, and I'll see how she goes.
Not a problem. Okay. All the best. Give us a call back if things don't improve.
No worries. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.